let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dr. Gerhard Behrens, our guest on This Week in America, is as international as can be. German, born in Greece, graduated in law after studies in Germany and Cairo, professional career as a banker and businessman in the Middle East, 20 years living in London, now retired, married to an Egyptian lady, and one son, half German, half Egyptian, of course, and yes, even 2 years in Boston and Charlottesville, where his wife worked as a visiting professor. He speaks English, Arabic, French, German, and Turkish. He's the author of 4 critically acclaimed political mystery novels based in the modern Middle East: The Bible Murder, The Toledo Fake, Murder Egyptian Style, and The Janissary File. Dr. Gerhard Behrens, acclaimed mystery writer, is our guest from London via Skype on This Week in America. Dr. Behrens, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
It is our pleasure, and so much to talk about with the series of books that you've written. I gave a little bit of background, the quick synopsis of your background. Tell us a little bit about you and this fascinating background that you have.
Well, I've always been interested in the Middle East since I was a youth. I read books about it, I started history, and then I passed many years of my studies, of a professional career in the Middle East. So it's quite normal that when I'm now retired, that I discover my talent as a mystery writer, and mainly a mystery writer about facts that happened in the Middle East. So everything I wrote in my books is based on facts. They are in facts in the Middle East, one way or the other. There's a common denominator of all my books, although they are different stories, of course.
Yes.
I have an amateur detective, a non very attractive German history professor, Professor Riedberg, who stumbles on the murder cases I describe in my book, and he stumbles on them, and for one reason or another, he is challenged to solve them, because mainly the official police is not too interested in doing that for some reason as well. So these are the common denominators of this book, books of which I will hopefully be able to tell you more in this program.
Well, and I'm looking forward to that and hearing about all the books. Dr. Gerhard Behrens, that's Behrens, is our guest on the program, author of this wonderful series of books. You'll find information, of course, the usual places, Amazon. His website is gberens, BEHRENS.com. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on and get all of the information. You're a very talented writer and a talented storyteller as well. And let's talk about the background. Why you, as a banker, decided to write crime novels. You're not writing about white-collar crime that you may have some interest in, some knowledge of, being in the banking business and witnessing some of this, but you're writing about mysteries. You're writing about crime novels. You're writing about murder. What was the interest in this aspect in writing about crime novels?
Well, bankers have fantasy as well, first of all. Perhaps too much of a fantasy of imagination if you look at the latest financial crisis. So it's not unusual that someone like me, who had been writing memos and reports all his life, during his retirement, tries to break out of this standard and is writing novels, and mystery novels are mainly interesting even for a banker, and there are also other people who write fiction and create fiction. I just have to say that even presidents do it, but that's another subject.
Yes, you have that right. Let's talk about each book individually. Let's start, first of all, with The Bible Murder. That's a shocking tale unto itself. A little bit of background about The Bible Murder.
The Bible Murder, the title is quite shocking. But we must remember that the Bible, or better, the interpretation of the Bible, have caused quite a lot of murders. So this is not something unique. And in this case of my book, we talk about another very insolite, very absurd sounding interpretation. It was done by a well-respected Lebanese historian, Professor Kamel Salibi, who, based on thorough linguistic and geographical studies, got to the result that everything that happens in the Old Testament did not happen in Palestine or Israel, but happened in Asir, which is a southern province of today's Saudi Arabia. So this theory was never really accepted, as you can imagine, because it contradicts everything.
Yes.
Every Muslim, every Jew, every Christian thinks. Now starts my fiction. A professor of London, archaeology professor, doing a dig in Saudi Arabia, finds the long missing physical proof that in the shape of a clay tablet written in an early Hebrew script. So after being skeptical about Professor Salibi's theory, he now propagates the theory fervently and openly and quite incautiously, because he has to face quite a lot of enemies. Just imagine what Israel thinks about this idea of having the land promised to them by the Lord, not in Palestine or Israel, but somewhere in the south of Saudi Arabia. And think of what Saudi Arabia thinks of it when they are afraid to face biblical claims of Israel to one of her provinces. I just have to add something here, because it's an important fact as well. This is a fact. When Saudi Arabia, or the government in Saudi Arabia, got wind of this theory, it was discussed in tabloids, in scholarly magazines, very often. They bulldozed a whole range of mountains in Asir as well, exactly, in order to prevent any possible find what I invented for my archaeology professor of London.
Interesting. So
even the government is afraid of that. So cutting a long story short, my professor is murdered. My amateur detective, Professor Riebeck, is challenged to make an investigation, because Scotland Yard is reticent to do anything more than that, because it's too sensitive. Too many foreign and sensitive subjects, religious, political, involved. So he is the, Professor Riebeck is the friend of this archaeology professor, and he finds the murderer.
This is such a fascinating storyline, and the book is a page-turner. Once you get started, you're going to want to go all the way through that. You're not going to be able to put it down tonight. You're going to go at least one more chapter. That is The Bible Murder. It's one of the political mystery novels from our author, guest on the program, Gerhard Behrens. If you're Googling that, that's Gerhard Behrens. I'll give you that before the end of the program as well. The book's available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. His website is gbehrens, Behrens.com. Mm-hmm. Next book we'll talk about is Murder Egyptian Style. That's also quite daring as well. Tell us a little bit about Murder Egyptian Style.
Yeah, Murder Egyptian Style sounds racist. as if the Egyptians had particular ways of killing. In fact, it's happened that there were special Egyptian killings. In the past, mainly in London, quite a few prominent Egyptians were thrown off a balcony. This was a killing which caused even the creation of a legend of an Egyptian balcony phantom that was behind these killings, which were, by the way, never solved. So my leading lady is one of the characters of my book. It's Dina. She is thrown off a balcony as well. So who did it? Professor Rieckberg, as well, now being an old unsuccessful lover of her, he never, always tried to get have a relationship with her, but he never succeeded. But he's still her friend. So he is, when she is murdered, he is challenged as well to find the murderer, and he digs into her past, and by making a trip to Egypt, where he wants to trace her last steps, which would perhaps lead him to a clue what happened. In fact, Dina was a employee of an English auction house. And as an employee of an English auction house, she sells and buys Islamic antiquities, but at the same time, she's also a fervent Egyptian patriot. So as a fervent Egyptian patriot, she is aghast by the way how antiquity and the heritage of the Middle East pilfered, stolen, and embezzled all the time, including auction houses, including dealers, including museums. So she becomes a bit bitter and sets out on a campaign to have all these antiquities be restored to the country where they belong, in this case, Egypt. Yes. So this is not an easy thing to do. And there are many enemies for her, of her. Museums don't want to part with their treasures. Dealers don't want to lose their business. Collectors don't want to lose their business. So they quite and mainly the Egyptian and the judge, because they are too often involved in stealing, pilfering the antiquities. They want to steal a statue. Pharaonic statue all the time. It's not easy to smuggle it out of the country without someone on the upper echelon knowing about it.
Yes.
And improving it. So you can imagine lots of enemies, lots of possibilities, lots of clues. Rieckberg finds it.
The book is Murder Egyptian Style. That's two of the four we're talking about in the program today. Our guest is Gerhard Behrens. His books are available at Amazon, his website, and I'll give you that information as we go through the program. Next up is Toledo Fake. I love this. What is fake in that town? Talk about what that book's about. The book is Toledo Fake.
Well, Toledo is not a fake, but there is a fake of an instrument made in Toledo in the Middle Ages, very early Middle Ages. It is an astrolabe, so I have to say something about an astrolabe. Astrolabe is a very ingenious astronomical tool used mainly by the Islamic world. So you can do timekeeping, you can do stargazing, a lot of things you can do. But what is very important as well is that astrolabes are made of bronze, And they are very beautiful tools, just like any tool which is made of bronze, like saxophones or whatever, can be very beautiful. And they are very beautiful, they are very functional, and they are very respected and estimated. And they fetch quite a lot of money in auction house. So this brings the idea, this brings a not very poorly paid British scholar to the idea, this is my fiction now, to the idea that he could participate in making a bit of money by faking an astrolabe. He's a master in faking, and he uses for his, as a workshop, he uses a workshop in Isfahan, where they are very good at doing these things. So his astrolabe, he now, the Toledo fake, fetches £2.8 million in an auction. So then this British scholar is murdered. No one except Professor Rietberg again knows anything about the connection between him and the fake, because it's, of course, it's a secret thing. So for Scotland Yard, it's an unsolved murder. A British scholar has been murdered. So they investigate, because the British scholar was gay, so investigate in the gay community, but of course they don't find anything there. So, but Rietberg knows what where to look for, and he looks into at a number of people who might have been endangered, who might have been not very happy with his fakes. So he finds it, and the murder is solved as well.
That's The Toledo Fake by our guest in the program, Gerhard Behrens. The first novel that he wrote, we'll talk about last, The Janissaries, The Janissary File. Tell me about that one. This is what sort of got this this whole series started. What's this about?
Yeah, The Janissary File, this was something I had the idea of writing when I was still there, and I lived when all happens. What really happened, I'm talking about the facts now, is that the Janissaries, which were the elite troop of the Ottoman ruling elite that ruled Egypt for many hundred years, that when the Janissaries left the money they amassed and they collected, because there were two merchants as well, in trusts and in family trusts. These family trusts, this, all this is fact, were dissolved later on by the Egyptian revolutionary government. So you can imagine what happens when you have a huge family trust of having properties all over Egypt, agricultural, urban properties, all of a sudden being dissolved, and the former beneficiaries being now owners, part owners of that.
Yes.
So that makes you a part owner. Imagine you are made a part owner of a property in Manhattan. That's much better, probably, at the property prices as they are now, than just simply getting a rent. So there were a lot. We are in the facts here. There were a lot of many so-called Turkish heirs or non-Turkish heirs who flogged Egypt to make a claim. And they were led by a Turkish arrogant lawyer. Now we start with the fiction, because until now this is all what happened when I was there. So the fiction starts when Professor Rietberg, who at the same time is doing a sabbatical in Cairo, meets her and even makes love to her. One of these incidents when he was able to make love. When she is murdered, because she's an obnoxious lady and she gets on everyone's nerves. She gets on the nerves of the Egyptian government, She gets on the nerves of some people who are left out. I mean, we're talking a lot about a lot of money here. So she is murdered. That is fiction. Professor Rietberg wants to avenge her murder. He sets out as well to find the real one did it. So he is able again to do it, while the Egyptian police is not too eager to investigate further because they are, frankly speaking, quite happy to be rid of that lady.
It's such a fascinating series, and it's a good thing for us readers. You've got that series because we can actually follow, and when you finished one book, you can go on to the other, the four books that we're talking about in the program today, The Bible Murder, The Toledo Fake, Murder Egyptian Style, and The Janissary File. The guest, the author is Gerhard Behrens. I'll give you all this information here in a second. A minute or so left in the program. I would assume I don't know who you wrote the book for in particular. If you enjoy a good mystery and some fact mixed in with the fiction, you would like this. And then I want to ask what you're working on now. But who did you design this book for? Did you have a particular audience in mind as you were writing this series?
The audience in mind is a sophisticated audience, I would say.
Yes.
Those people who like a good crime story, but who also like political and historical novels and subjects. So you have to be, well, there are quite a few people like that. I mean, you have, in fact, there are models of that. You have, without doing this the slightest claim of my books being of the same literary value, but in fact, Umberto Eco's The Name of the Rose, who you know, is doing the same thing. It's a crime story, a crime mystery, and it's historical as well. So again, don't quote me wrongly here. I'm not comparing my books to Umberto Eco, who is a real literary giant, whereas I'm not. But this is the same kind of audience I would like to address.
And you do it so well. I mean, it's an excellent series, and we've got the four we talked about. 30 seconds or so left in the program. What are you working on now? What can we expect from you in the future?
What I expect? No, the only thing I can say is I expect from my audience to read them, because I think you will like them. And because anyway, you have nothing else to do.
You have that right.
I'm sitting here. I have nothing else to do than talking to you. And your audience has nothing else to do than listening to me. And so you can read books at your leisure. And I promise you, you will like them.
And it's a nice escape. You're in the UK. We're in the United States. Similar circumstances for all of us looking for something to do, some means of escape. And the series of books certainly is that. What is happening next for you? Are you writing another book currently?
Yeah, I'm already finished one book and I'm writing another one, but I'm not presenting them here because they will be in German. So this would not be of interest to an American audience.
Yes, you'd have to translate the conversation for me to get through that. I struggle with English, let alone German. Oh, boy, it has been fun having you on the program. Gerhard Behrens is our guest on the program. You spelled that Gerhard, and Behrens is Behrens. His website is gberens.com. Books at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on, get all the information. Coming to us from London via Skype, the video portion you'll find on YouTube. You'll link on to that if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Gerhard, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much. Hopefully we'll have a chance to talk again in the future about upcoming books. Thank you. It's been fun having you with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick, for inviting me.
It is a pleasure. Once again, the books, The Bible Murder, The Toledo Fake, Murder Egyptian Style, and The Janissary File, all of that by Gerhard Behrens, our guest on the program, and information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.